we invite you to close your eyes and contemplate what it is you are doing. We wish to share a perspective. It's been given before, but we wish to renew this information in light of what you have just done and heard. The crystalline grid is a grid of remembrance. It stores human energy and emotion. And for thousands of years, the light-dark balance on this grid has been biased more towards the dark than the light. And that is what is changing. There has been a recalibration of the grid so that that light-dark balance has changed. There is more light on the grid than ever before. And we wish to remind you that every time you take the moments to send energy, to send love, to drop into the core, to go into the circle of 12, to feel the green mist, all of that energy is transmitted to the crystalline grid, and the light that you generate is far beyond your imagination to realize exactly what is happening. For it is far grander than what a linear mind could perceive. It is not a one-to-one ratio. It is beyond that. And it is why you are the hope of the planet. So keep on shining that light and know that you make a difference. Let us continue now to cry on.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Do you think it's possible to change human nature? This is a big question, as many of these are that we study every single week. But you have to take a look at the layers of what people call human nature. If you ask a psychologist, they would say, well, individual humanity, I mean, person by person, can definitely change who they are. They can study and they can work and change their personalities, their appearances, their awarenesses. They might even be awakened to a larger truth that they didn't have in one culture and they have in another. That is a change of their nature. We are talking about the masses. That which you might call human nature as you look at the ages. What is human nature? Well, that is how humans act or expected to act in certain situations, certain circumstances. Human nature, you might say, is what causes history to repeat itself. Because human nature is filled with greed. Human nature is filled with protection. Human nature, you might say, is even a little barbaric, and that is why the wars continue over and over. It is possessive. It is rebellious. It's all of the things, of course, that create history as we see it. That's human nature. It's survival. That's human nature. The question really is not, can a individual awaken and change who they are. You know they can. We have taught that now for many, many years, 3 decades, of how you can change you and how you can awaken to be a softer you instead of the harder you that perhaps you are trained in. That's not what we speak of. What if the planet had the opportunity to change its nature, human nature? Is that something that is possible? Well, then the question would be, if you could, and if you did, would it continue? Or the next time you are born, would you then inherit the old human nature? These are the layers we speak of. The very systems of reincarnation, of the closeness of the soul, of the veil, of the wall that is between you and the other side, all of that, dear ones, has started to change. Now, this is very controversial to those who feel that God's systems never change. We have said this before, and you need to hear it. You may be right. If you are one of those who said, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, don't change the rules, we will say to you, you are correct, except that you miss the point. We're not talking about the changes of a system that God is doing. We're changing the system that men and women are doing. So it is the relationship, you might say, between the Creator and you, which sets the consciousness level, the starting place for human nature. So we are asking the question, can humans or humanity make the kind of difference that would last and stay? Now, the systems that are changing that we discussed and have done on this very program, on these very channels, is the ones that say that if a human being or groups of human beings or even the earth itself started to change its relationship to the Creator, then that would change human nature. But those systems have already begun. We've given you channels that ask, is the veil starting to lift? Now, that is not something that the Creator has done or God has done. That's something humans have done. Therefore, you might say that even though God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, the relationship humans have is changing. And do you think that might have something to do with a change of human nature? And then, even if it did, why would it last? Why would you then come back and have that attribute? Now you get into information that we have given you many times about this shift you're in and the prophecy of the future that requires you understand that there is a change in the very system of reincarnation because of you. As you start to move into a different consciousness, dear ones, in a channel I gave recently, I told you that dimensionality will also shift. And what that means is that a higher consciousness in a human being starts to then change the reality of the dimension that you feel is real. Yes, it does. But Kryon, that would mean that some people are walking around in another dimension and we're the earth has one dimension and may have others in another. How does that work? Can they see each other or not see each other? This is where I get into the same thing I've said before. Dear ones, you think you understand physics. You don't. You think that dimensionality is either A, B, or C, or 1, or 2, or 5, or 6, and it isn't. You had masters walking this earth. Beautiful ones. Did you see that their human nature was different? When they did miracles, whether they were walking on water or whether they were supplying food that wasn't there to the masses, they were in another dimension. Did they disappear? No. What happened instead is you felt the dimensionality of their love, of their compassion, of their caring, of their kindness. That is a change in dimensionality. It's not what your movies show you. It's not what the physicists think they know about dimensionality. A higher consciousness moves into a higher dimensionality, and you can feel it, and you can see it. And many are doing that very thing. When that happens to you in this incarnation, dear ones, while you're on the planet, listen carefully. When that starts to happen, when an awakening starts to happen, it affects your very soul. And when your life is over and you take your last breath, dear ones, and the system, when you go back and you start to work with coming back, you are going to carry that with you. You're not starting over. That is the change of dimensionality that you set up when that happens here. I have said before, so many of you, when you come back, will not have to relearn anything. You will not have to restart. You will not have to work with the same issues, the same problems. You come back educated, you might say, in souldom. You come back educated in how the earth works in a compassionate level, and you keep going from where you stopped. I've told you this. Maybe you needed to hear that yet again. So now, I ask again, maybe in a different way. How many of you would have to have this happen on this planet so that when you came back, indeed, you continue with a higher consciousness, and that means, yes, you've changed your human nature. For the rest of your lifetimes, you've changed. How many of you would have to have that happen to you for this earth to start to change? And the answer is not many. And the reason is the same as I've given over and over, and that is this. The earth is a dark room, a very dark room. If you awaken to a brighter light, a higher consciousness, you're lighting a match in that dark room. Or perhaps you're starting to feel like a lighthouse in a dark place. What takes place at that point in time is that more can see. And when more can see, even if they don't know your name or what you've done, they start also to awakening to a brighter light. So you might say that this kind of awakening might even be contagious, like laughter is contagious, like joy is contagious. This is a slow change in the human nature of the planet. This may not seem to be relative, but I will say it to you again. You have a star family. You really do. And someday you'll know that. The star family, loosely defined, is those on other planets far, far away who can see you right now very up close and who care about you and have been waiting for this planet to change human nature. Because should they show up now and identify themselves, there would be those who would still want to destroy them. This is human nature, old human nature, the barbaric nature of the planet as it has been in the past, that it starts to change even now. There have been so many things happen culturally on this planet that has made such a difference to you of what cultures will do, even the next ones and the next ones. They don't start over. And how they feel about the rights of other humans, how they feel about what a gender is and how valuable they may be and how it may be very equal instead of something in your grandfather's world. This is also a change in human nature. The answer to this big question that we have given you is human nature can and will change, and dear ones, when it changes enough, you'll meet the star family. That's what they are waiting for, a change in you. I want you to understand what a light worker does. Doesn't just walk around the earth and make a difference for themselves and their friends. Do you know what the crystalline grid is all about? Has anyone ever told you? It's a grid that remembers human action, emotions. It's that grid that so many sensitives are able to feel when they perhaps go into a battlefield. It's not marked on any map. And they'll know it was a battlefield because of the things that had happened there. That's the crystalline grid. It's all over the earth. What happens when you start to awaken, light worker? And I will tell you, it affects the crystalline grid. Light affects the crystalline grid. Compassion, love, all of those things are remembered and seen. It changes the quotient of the vibration of the planet. That's what you do, not just for yourself. You don't awaken just for yourself. You awaken as a collective. In this field that surrounds all of you, that affects the crystalline grid as well. All of these things together are starting to push this planet toward a very significant change in human nature. Now you know. It's obvious, isn't it? Yes, there are some groups that are changing and there are some that are not, and you know that. You also know that there's going to be time needed for all of this. But you also know that you are in the shift. When we started this month, I gave you a channeling about this shift, about how long you have left in this shift, because there is a time limit of what might happen even after it. And all of those things, dear ones, fit in to the change of human nature. It's good news I give you. It is indeed possible for humanity on this planet to be different in the future than it ever was in centuries of time. It is changing. Light is coming and winning. And so it is.